Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Mansi Fadke, Deputy Editor at The Print, and today, I, with inputs from my colleague Purva Chitnis, bring to you the story of Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, who was known as India's Big Bull and Warren Buffett, and had an untimely death at the age of 62. In 1985, a 25-year-old entered the stock market while still in college with a tiny investment of 5,000 rupees. By 2022, his net worth had soared to $5.8 billion, according to Forbes, and the bold, risk-taking and adventurous journey from 5,000 rupees to a billionaire earned him many monikers, such as the Big Bull of India's stock market or even India's Warren Buffett. This was, in a nutshell, the life of Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, a bellwether for investors who sat on the boards of various companies, produced Bollywood films, and even started an airline. Jhunjhunwala died Sunday due to a cardiac arrest. He was 62. Sources from the Beach Candy Hospital told The Print that Jhunjhunwala was brought dead at about 6:45 a.m. Sunday, and the cause of death was a cardiac arrest. They also said that he was ailing for quite some time and was discharged from the same hospital just 3 weeks ago. A source from the Mumbai police said Jhunjhunwala was on dialysis for the past few months. Jhunjhunwala is said to have loved his drink, and those who knew him and interacted with him over work say he was a regular at a South Mumbai bar called Jeffrey's. He was a smoker, evident from the faint smell of cigarettes in his meeting rooms, as per those who had dealt with him directly. Market experts and brokers talk highly of Jhunjhunwala. Sunil Shah of Kambata Securities, a broking firm on Dalal Street, said Jhunjhunwala was a proprietary investor and his stakes were very high. He had a huge following that he built over the years. The man had no background and yet he achieved his laurels, and that it sends a message to every youth that background doesn't matter, Shah said. If you have the metal, then you follow your dream, you'll achieve success. It's democratization of wealth, there are no privileges. Jhunjhunwala developed an interest in stock market investments when he was still a teenager. His father, a government official, would often discuss how stocks would react to the day's news. When Jhunjhunwala wanted to start investing, his father encouraged him, but insisted that he do it with his own money. Jhunjhunwala is known to have borrowed from his brother's clients, promising them returns higher than bank fixed deposits. His first investment was in Tata Tea in the mid-1980s, in which Jhunjhunwala bought 5,000 shares at 43 apiece. Within 3 months, the investment had more than trebled to 143 rupees a share. In 2021, as a guest at the Prince Off the Cuff, Jhunjhunwala had spoken about how he entered the stock market investing at an age of 25, and his mother was worried that he wouldn't find a good bride. He spoke proudly about how he defied all odds to become India's Big Bull. The billionaire investor ran a privately owned stock trading firm, Rare Enterprises, which got its name from the first two initials of his name and his wife's, Rekha's. Some of Jhunjhunwala's major investments include Sesa Goa, Tata Motors, Star Health and Allied Insurance Company, Metro Brands, Aurobindo Pharma, Praj Industries, Crisil, NCC and so on. His most trailblazing investment was the one in Titan Company, the top holding in his portfolio. At the end of the June quarter, Jhunjhunwala had a 5.1% stake in the company with a shareholding of 11,086.9 crore. Jhunjhunwala had invested in the company in 2002-2003 when it was a poorly performing stock. An investment banker who has worked with Jhunjhunwala told The Print about how he was spontaneous and very quick to take decisions. He always knew when to exit and what was the exact value of his assets. The banker described Jhunjhunwala as an intuitive investor with a strong belief system. This attribute also led to a few mistakes if one looks purely at financial returns. There was one company that was very promising, but he didn't like the promoter, and so he decided that he didn't want to get into it despite the banker's advice. That company now is doing very well. But at times, the Big Bull chose to be bearish. At Off the Cuff, Jhunjhunwala had spoken about how he made some of his largest wealth by actually being a bear, especially during Harshad Mehta and Ketan Parekh's time. 95% of the wealth in equity markets is made through being a bull. But there are a few occasions when it's very profitable to be a bear, Jhunjhunwala had said. Whether through the economic downturn of the late 2000s or demonetization or the COVID-19 pandemic, Jhunjhunwala was always a vocal advocate of India's growth story. Demonetization wasn't a bad idea, Jhunjhunwala had told The Print last year on Off the Cuff. But it was an effort that didn't succeed. He remained bullish even during COVID. In June 2020, he said that the economic impact was being blown out of proportion and that it was unlikely to be as bad as people expected. In June 2021, in the middle of India's devastating second wave of COVID-19, he had said that he didn't think there was going to be a third wave of the pandemic and that the economy was better prepared. After a short meeting in 2021, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had described Jhunjhunwala as lively, insightful and bullish on India. On his death, the PM tweeted condolences saying Jhunjhunwala was indomitable. The Confederation of All India Traders, in a statement, said Jhunjhunwala was an epitome of patriotism. Jhunjhunwala was larger than life. He owned a 13-story palatial home in Mumbai's Stony Malabar Hill and dabbled in Bollywood producing films such as English Finglish, Shamitab and Ki & Ka. He even teamed up with ex-Jet Airways CEO Vinay Dubey and former Indigo head Aditya Ghosh to set up Akasa Airline, which he launched last week. Jhunjhunwala, however, never liked being called India's Warren Buffet. He didn't want to be anybody's clone, the billionaire had said at Off the Cuff. I just want to be Rakesh Jhunjhunwala, he said. That's all I have for you right now. This is Mansi Fadke, deputy editor at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.